Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Ian Mann, who's CEO at ECSC. How are you today, Ian?
I'm very good. Nice to speak to you, Zach.
All right, ECSC, could you tell us exactly what the company does?
Yeah, so we're cybersecurity specialists. So we really help people prevent a cybersecurity breach. We also have another part of the business that helps people detect when a breach is happening. And then if somebody's, the worst has happened and they've actually had a breach, we have an emergency incident response. And that can be for a client or even not a client. Somebody can just ring us out of the blue and say, I'm in the middle of a cybersecurity breach, and we can help them either remotely or go on site with lots of equipment and help save the day. So it's all about cybersecurity, but it's prevention, detection or responding when the worst happens.
We've heard a lot about, cybersecurity's come to the fore in the last year with the pandemic, given that people are at working from home, that's made them more vulnerable in terms of their personal laptops and PCs. But how has that affected your business and how are you doing at the moment?
Yeah, so it was an interesting year last year. We definitely saw a blip in revenue, but for us it was quite short-lived. So the two halves of our business, we have the managed services, which we call MDR, which is managed detection and response. That part of the business grew by 22%. So that's quite normal for us, 20, 30% plus. That's a normal range of growing that recurring revenue side of the business. So that grew by 22%. But the other side of the business, we call that the assurance business, which is more consultancy type services. So we're testing people's systems, helping them get certifications, etc. That side got hit, but it was quite short term. It was really just in Q2. So what happened in Q2 is we saw everybody suddenly postpone projects because the IT teams that we generally work with were just so busy trying to implement home working. And putting people's safety first, which is obviously the right thing. And so we saw a reasonable dip in Q2. Q3 pretty much recovered to where it was pre-COVID, and by Q4 we were back into growth. So we did see a dip, but it was quite short-lived. We have seen an ongoing impact, which is whereas before COVID hit, we would do that assurance work, we would do 90%+ on client sites. It's now flipped the other way. So it's now 90%+ doing it remotely. And we're just led by the clients. If the clients are moving back into the offices and they're all in their office, we will be there working with them. If they're still working remotely, we're working remotely. So we re-engineered everything we did so that we could do it all remotely.
But you've had the managed detection business overall grow by 22% to 2.42 million, which sounds pretty impressive given the volatility that we've had on the fundamental front. You've increased the cash position too, so over £1 million. How are you looking to grow the business, and what differentiates you from your competitors, which I suppose these days there are many?
Yeah, it's a crowded market at one level, but a lot of those are new entrants. There's a few things that differentiate us. One is we've been doing this for many years. We've got a lot of experience. The quality of what we do is very good, and we've got a very good, diverse client base. We also have, which virtually none of our competitors have, we have our own intellectual property. So the managed services side of the business, the recurring revenue MDR division, it's our own technology. We have our own artificial intelligence technology to help detect breaches. And we've grown that managed services side of the business from 2 years ago, it was 29%. Last year, it was 43%. And at the same time, we've grown the margin on that business from 53% to 73%. So that growth in the managed services and growth in profitability there, and that's really what's helped us. Following the IPO, where we invested the proceeds of the IPO, it's helped us get back into profit. And our actual profit for last year was actually in line with the original forecasts pre-COVID. So although we had a little dip in revenue, we actually delivered the profit according to the original forecasts.
One of the notable aspects of your specific mini sector, there are a lot of players, but let's say nobody's really able to get into a leading position. Is that impression correct? I mean, how scalable are you, and how much of a sort of a lead can you get over your the other people in your space?
Yeah, you are right that there's a lot of small new entrants and privately owned companies. There's also a lot of companies of our size that have been bought up by larger companies in the last few years. So you've seen a lot of activity in the sector, but not a lot of consolidation. I think the thing that distinguishes ourselves is the quality of the client base, the diversity, our own intellectual property, and the fact that we consistently deliver an average 20% growth a year. So we're showing the growth without the need to do acquisitions. But yeah, there's so many people looking to buy cybersecurity companies that it's very much a seller's market. And that really makes it not attractive to us to acquire people, because the dilution for existing shareholders, and we've got a very high percentage of the business that's owned by the management team, and so we don't want to see the dilution that some of our alternative companies on PLC companies have seen. We're trying to do acquisitions, so we're in that nice position that we're generating cash and we're in profits and we grow sufficiently that we don't have to do acquisitions to generate scale.
So is it about trying to grow the business nationally, internationally? I mean, what scope is there on that front?
So currently, although we have an operation in Australia, because we need that for the detection capability to do it properly 24/7, so we have a facility in Yorkshire and a facility in Brisbane, Australia. We haven't gone out and sought clients internationally, but we have delivered services in more than 30 countries. And so although we generally win the clients in the UK, we do work outside the UK. So it's definitely something for us for the future, is to look at opportunities outside the UK. But the UK is a big market. So there was a report from the UK government, start of 2020, valued cybersecurity across the UK worth £8 billion. So there's a very big market to go for there. I personally think their definition of cybersecurity was quite broad, and we're in the cybersecurity services segment. But we've still got a big market there and lots of opportunities. And I think opportunity to generate some real profit, which some of our comparator companies are struggling with. So people are throwing money at this and struggling to turn it into profit. And I think that's the thing that's historically set us apart, that before the IPO investments, we were a profitable company and we've now returned back to profitability. So combining that 20% plus growth a year with profitability, I think that allows us to step above the rest of the market.
So the best strategy maybe over the near term is to basically focus on the best margin businesses that you have, and also to spend time on, let's say, marketing your company in terms of the marketplace and showing people that you have an edge over other service providers.
I think there's a more commoditized market out there that we're not interested in, and we tend to move away from things that become commoditized. So, for example, our intellectual property, our artificial intelligence, we used to use that to provide a service to filter clients' email for spam. And we had, in my humble opinion, the best in the world at doing that. But to be frank, nobody cared, because if you can buy a commodity cheap service that filters 99% of your spam, then do you care that somebody else has got something better that filters 99.99%? You don't really care. It's a commodity. So if something becomes commoditized, we'll tend to move away from it and let other people compete in that space. We're more interested in the higher value services where we can deliver much more impact to the client.
And in terms of the stock market, can we look to more interviews and activities such as this one?
We do quite a few events, and we've been doing video presentations for people. So we're always keen to talk to investors. So yeah, we're happy to talk at any time to anybody.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. Ian Mann, CEO at ECSC. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.